got Phoebe Greenwood on the line in Beit Lahia in the north of Gaza City. She's at a family lunch. Who are you there having lunch with, Phoebe?
I'm here having lunch with a man and his three wives and their 23 children, two of his son's pregnant wives. So there's 25 of us here. The men are eating separately around their huge plate of delicious food, and women and children are eating at the other end of the room around their huge plate of food. This is the one big meal that they eat every week. The father here doesn't actually have a job. He used to be a driver in Israel, and he lost his work, his income, after the borders were closed when Hamas took power here. So the family have been dependent on food aid, but that stopped 6 months ago. So now they just scrape by with whatever they can. The oldest wife here, who's 47, she takes responsibility really for the majority of cooking and things. And she says for the majority of the week, they just get by on sandwiches and snacks. But Friday, it's a real ritual. The women wake up at 7, they start cooking, the men go to mosque, and when they come back, dinner should be on the table, or rather on the floor. And over dinner, they will speak about what was discussed in the mosque. And it's a three-line width event. It's the one time a week where all the families sit down and eat together. And it's the one time a week they pool all their resources to make sure that there's a big Friday lunch.
And what are you eating? What's on the menu?
It's this enormous plate of rice, chicken, eggplant, and nuts. It's absolutely delicious. It's a traditional Palestinian dish. It's called maklouba. And we're sitting here in the open air courtyard. I don't know if you can hear all the kids behind me, under the shade of an enormous olive tree. So we're eating some of those olives too, which are absolutely delicious. But this is food that has to last them a week. So they don't seem to be tucking in with huge gusto. There's a bit of a hold back approach to the food. So while I've tried some of it, I didn't really want to eat it as much as I may have done if I'd cooked it for myself.
Well, it sounds great. Enjoy the meal, and thank you very much.